Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, what inning? Hey, Stu, what inning are we in now? When I went to bed, it was the seventh inning last night. What inning is the Texas A&M and LSU game in now?
I cannot fathom scoring 72 points in a football game.
74.
And losing.
Yeah. Oh, 72 and losing, yeah.
And seven overtime.
Wow. Golly.
Here is my idea to revamp college overtime that makes it football again.
Let the cheerleaders play.
Nothing but field goals. You start at the 25, you move back 5 yards every time until somebody misses.
Well,
you're done in 7 minutes.
I kind of like the idea of them making them go for two, but everybody kept getting two.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. Until LSU didn't get two.
If the other team goes for two, you don't have a choice.
I was torn in that game last night. I didn't know who to pull for. And I just didn't want LSU to move up into, you know, up into the bracket.
Because you don't think you can handle them again?
Well, that'd be three.
Don't want that rematch.
That may be three. SEC teams.
I'll
in
be
there
honest
again.
With you. Other than Clemson, there's not a team in this country that deserves to be in the playoffs other than SEC teams. You saw what happened to Michigan yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
number four in the country. Only one loss, but the nine wins they had were against high school teams.
And what
and
about
what
Notre
happens
Dame?
When they play the college team?
What about Notre Dame?
They won.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. I mean they're number three.
Yeah, and who have they played?
Man,
Michigan.
Had a weak schedule, I think.
Yeah.
This year, so. Including Alabama.
Yeah.
They had a week's schedule.
No fault of your own, Louisville's been a perennial top 10 team for the last 10 years.
And when you book these things 10 years ahead of time, you don't know that.
All right. Now, sometimes you don't book games ahead of time.
How do you do them?
They're called playoffs.
What?
Playoffs. You don't book those games.
No, you don't.
Like, Saraland did not book a game this week with Opelika, the powerhouse from Central Alabama. That's who came up in the luck of the draw.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Well, I want to say something about it.
Say something.
I was over in Saraland Black Friday, because if you want to do Black Friday and not get killed, you don't go to Mobile. You go someplace like Daphne or Spanish Fort or Saraland, where nobody is. It's a ghost town on Black Friday in Saraland.
A ghost town yesterday afternoon, too.
I stayed in town. I stayed in my place all day Friday and slept. I slept for 2 days, I think.
Well, because Saraland's a ghost town, no one expects to get busy in any of the restaurants. So that's why it's great that the band director from Opelika High School called the Whataburger in Saraland to let them know they were bringing 4 busloads and 20 cars.
Wow.
Yeah, that band director did. If your band director does not call a restaurant before taking them there, they should be fired. I was taught that when I went to band director school. You never take a busload of kids anywhere, or seniors if it's, you know, like an excursion. If you have a bus, you always call ahead, period. If you don't call ahead, don't eat.
And where did they go?
They went to the Whataburger in Saraland, right across from the high
right,
school.
Right.
Called ahead. Here's where the hiccup came in.
Uh-oh.
They pulled into the Whataburger, and the kids saw Rock and Roll Sushi and Mama Goldberg's and Rotolo's. So those folks didn't know it was coming, but those folks still kicked butt.
Yeah.
The Dollar Tree. I talked to all these people. They said, here's the best thing about that. Those kids from Opelika were far and away the best behaved kids they have ever had come in like that.
I think band kids are, because they're disciplined to begin with.
They can't – well, football players aren't.
Well, they are, but they're a different way.
They're
in a different way.
Yeah. But most of the time when these buses roll through, it's not a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was part of it when I was
that
in
helps
school.
When they call ahead.
Yeah, because you should never special order when you're in a situation like that. But people do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 100 people ordering at once. You get one special order out of that, folks. But – you know, everything went great. Mama Goldberg's, they kicked booty. Rock and Roll, they handled it. Whataburger, of course, they had a heads up. Rotolo's, Dollar General, the lady at Dollar General said, They get buses there all the time because Sarah Lynn's across the street and UM is right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They pop in all the time, unannounced, colleges and high school. She said these were far and away the best kids they have ever seen, and they couldn't believe on us. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Opelika High School.
Mm-hmm.
Their boosters, the boosters went to the different shop owners, said if you have any problems, if anyone's pushing you or anything, you let one of us know.
Now, Opelika, that's up there around that that college, isn't it?
Around the oldest football program in the Deep South, yeah. It's right there next to it.
And that there's a couple of distilleries up there, too.
Hey, I just wanted to
need to be this weekend.
Looking at your shirt, Stu, I just wanted to say something. I thought yesterday, even though it was a losing effort, I thought it was the best Auburn game of the year.
It was the toughest game Alabama's played
that's
all year
right,
by
that's
far.
That's right.
By far. Now, it got out of hand late.
I thought Citadel.
But the third quarter, Jesus. Alabama did not have that game under control, and they haven't been like that in any game. And Alabama needed that. Mm-hmm. To get ready for the playoffs. They needed Auburn to bring their A game. And the way Auburn played yesterday, if they'd have played an Ohio State or even a Clemson, they'd have beat them by 10 points. This Alabama team is just that good.
Yeah.
That I'm fairly certain we're watching the best college football team that has ever played.
Yeah, I hope so, and I just hope
so
they can
continue.
So
I'm going to say to the Auburn players, yeah. Got nothing to apologize about.
No. Next year, no expectations. We'll probably be in the playoffs. That's just how it seems to go.
Mm-hmm.
But Tua accounted for, 6 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the, hands down, the best defense in college football.
That's right.
That's a Heisman Trophy winner to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he cemented it. Will Greer, West Virginia, would not have scored 6 touchdowns against Auburn's defense. He'd have been lucky to score 2.
Yeah.
You know, whoever the flavor of the day is at Oklahoma that's putting up 7,000 yards a game against teams that don't even put 11 players on the field on defense would not have scored 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know. And, God, that Michigan game was beautiful. That was just absolute. The only team on their schedule beat them by 30 points. That totally exposed.
I was torn there. I didn't know who to pull for there.
There is no program in football or all of college sports that I dislike more than Michigan. They have not been relevant in nearly a century, but yet they put them in the top 10 every time they win more than 2 games.
And it's kind of Ohio State with me.
Well, other than homecoming games, I wish they'd quit playing these throwaway.
Yeah. Here is my – it wasn't a throwaway game, Charlie. Michigan was ranked 5
points
higher
than Ohio State. I'm talking about their schedule for
the year. Yeah, everybody's
gosh, if they did that, then the Big Ten wouldn't play until the playoffs because they don't play anybody in or out of conference.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
And everybody should play a few out-of-conference games every
year. Oh, yeah, because then you know what to prepare for.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving
this
past few days.
I did not cook for Thanksgiving other than I contributed the butterscotch pudding, scratch-made butterscotch pudding, that Heather used in her autumn trifle, and which was
trifle?
She was trifling with
okay.
me, and it was delicious. But
I brought wine.
You cooked your favorite dish, didn't you?
I brought wine. That was easy.
Lou Ann
did
her,
all the cooking
Her family
for us.
Invited me over. Most of my family was in California for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his wife just had a nice little romantic little Thanksgiving together. And I joined Heather with her family, and her mother nailed a turkey better than any I have ever experienced, even on a professional level. The breast meat was juicy. And
wow.
If your breast meat isn't juicy on your turkey, I would rather eat it and get salmonella than eat your dry turkey breast.
Let me tell you.
I'd rather take my chances.
We got a Luann got a turkey, a smoked turkey from the Meatballs.
Oh,
it was
that was
perfect, perfect, perfect. So shout out to the Meatballs over there.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey was fabulous. We had to get it a day before.
Mm-hmm.
Got it Tuesday instead of Wednesday because they had everything on schedule.
Right.
And when we warmed it up, reheated it, man, it was perfect. Beautiful. Yeah. Great job.
At our house, Kevin and Derek fried our turkey.
I didn't want to get a Cornish hen and stick it inside of it, though. It made it look like it was pregnant when they cut it open.
We got a break already.
Already?
Are we thankful for our advertisers?
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be thankful for Bob's Diner when we come back.
Yes, we are.
But if y'all want to join in today, we're actually in studio.
Today we are.
Yeah. On Facebook.
On, got a Facebook Live going and actually got the camera set up so people can see me this time.
How come it's just pointed at you, Stu?
Here I am. I'm kind of blended in
over
here.
Let's be honest, Charlie. In this room, I'm the eye candy.
Yes, you are.
There you go.
343-0106. You can call us. You can textify. Whatever you choose.
Absolutely.
Lord, it's hard to be humble, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
That's one of the spiciest plugs ever.
Yeah, I love Yo Jonesy. I'm already, it's holiday season's just starting, and I've already been busy.
Yeah.
But I'm just down to two more weddings on this season.
Two
more weddings, and I get my Saturdays back.
Weddings.
As the football season evolved, to a certain extent, I didn't mind missing. I had a wedding yesterday. I had no chance to watch the Iron Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It unfolded about like everyone expected. You know, I don't think there were any surprises yesterday, but I don't want to miss another football season.
So. I understand.
There's got to be at a minimum 70-inch TV in that kitchen for me to come back. I can't do that again. Not an entire year of no college football.
Absolutely.
I'd rather lose a limb or a colon. Oh, wait, I already have. I want to touch, we were talking about
Thanksgiving.
Nice
to hear on Sunday morning.
I want to just touch on this real quick. Tradition apparently is a new tradition for Heather and I. We get up, watch Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
I think that tradition's over.
the parade was terrible
this year. It was despicable the way they did those kids and those marching bands, giving them 15 seconds on air and then pushing them on off. The floats, if it wasn't plastered with some kind of sponsor, the floats barely got showed.
Yeah.
Nothing got showed except one-hit wonders lip syncing to songs no one's ever
heard. Never heard of some of these people.
Yeah. Diana Ross, I'd heard of. They either had one hit wonders or people that are 20 years past their prime.
Yeah.
And everything was just product laden everywhere you saw. It was a terrible parade. And especially shame on them for all those kids who came from 50 different countries and the District of Columbia to march in the second coldest Thanksgiving Day parade, and they give them 10 seconds on air. Barely mention them, and all they do is talk about what's coming up on NBC while the bands are performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was disrespectful. It's horrible. And if they can't do a better job, they don't need to have it anymore. It's just.
Oh, that's the networks for you.
Yeah. It was just.
Nothing against Macy's. I mean.
Right. They're
hard economic times and good economic times. They continue to bring it on, and do it. But
right. Just the way the parade was handled was just.
It's all about selling stuff.
Did the McDonald's parade go in Chicago?
I don't know.
Because Macy's is not the only one that does it.
No,
right.
It just used to be the only one worth watching. But now I'm going to have to see if we can find something decent because that was just terrible.
My granddaughter
sleep later.
Yeah, I put it on there watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Yeah, it was. And so, come on, Macy's.
There was
tell everybody else to get out
of it.
But the Santa Claus, when Santa Claus came, we were both like, okay, we can put up Christmas decorations. We can put on the Bing Crosby now.
That's the official
time when it is okay to start Christmas is when Santa Claus rolls at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving.
Santa didn't have any stickers on him advertising.
Santa Claus looked drunk. He and Mug was up there breakdancing.
Well, he had to have some antifreeze.
Yeah, Heather knows. She goes, man, this Santa's getting into it. I've seen a bunch of them just sit there and look like they're mad to be involved with it. But he was boogieing his booty off. Over the last few weeks,
I've
had the opportunity to eat a few places.
Yeah.
But because we were eating at one of those places last
week,
Bob's Downtown Diner, we did a live. I think it went well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people listen on the radio, but to date we've had over 8,000 people watch the live of it.
Isn't that great?
On our Facebook page. But I've eaten at some other places other than Bob. Bob's was phenomenal, by the way.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah. We had a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
And, folks, if you have a restaurant and you're open for breakfast and brunch on Sunday.
We can be bought.
We can be.
And we can bought.
We can come do a setup there. It's not free.
It ain't free. But it ain't cheap.
It ain't, huh?
But it is cheap. Sorry, I got my verb.
Considering.
Right. Yeah.
That's 8,000 people that may not have ever heard of Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yeah, I don't know. We've had 8,000 people go to Facebook and look at our live before. Mm-hmm. I know that's never happened. We usually get a couple hundred.
How do they find you on Facebook?
Well, it just pops up and says somebody's doing a live, and you click on it. And then somebody goes, oh, man, share this. They're at Bob's Diner.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes like that.
I mean, if I open my Facebook page, unless I've liked it or something,
right.
It's not going to show up, is it?
No.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of people like us, Charlie.
Well, I understand that.
Do you?
Over 650 people have liked our Facebook
so
page.
So if mine isn't liked yet,
yeah.
Do I go on and I type in Sip and Chew to get do a
That'll
search?
Work.
Yep, just Sip and Chew. And it'll pop up, Sip and Chew with Mike
turn
and Stu. That's
up.
Mike and I'm Stu.
I'm Sip and you're Chew.
I wish people could hear when we're recording these liners for people where they go, hey, you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Could hear the outtakes.
That would be fun.
Because it's they get their name right.
Mm-hmm.
And they get everything right. And then they go, I'm listening to, what is the show
Chew
again?
I think Marty had
Sip,
a little.
Sip and Stew with Mike and Chew.
Oh, Lord. So, where else did you eat?
Hickory Pit. I needed a fried catfish po' boy. Needed one. Intravenously, if necessary. They got the best fried catfish po' boy in the county. I just love it.
Really?
I think.
Oh, really?
I think. Proximity helps that.
Yeah.
They're a half mile away. But Brandon and his folks, when Tony Serrano was down, the celebrity chef that was doing the cooking demos out at Walmart, I told him you need to get up to the Hickory Pit. That's probably the best local flavor you're going to get in that area. And he was thoroughly impressed with it.
Wow,
we talked at World Food Championships, and he just said, he said, they got a big menu. He said, but it looks like they're doing it all right. And they stay packed. But we needed some wings. We needed some football back from the
wings.
Wedding last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather had gone to UAB, and they were playing Texas A&M last week. When we go, look here, Island Wings has the game on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're in Midtown. Let's go to Island Wings. And you know Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Great place. You know, he's got Tropical Island smoothies, and he's got Island Wings. Apparently, Nas likes the islands.
Yeah.
I prefer them to just about any other wing place in town.
Hmm.
Wemo's is my favorite out in West Mobile. Island Wings, baked, not fried.
Yeah.
All the wings are baked.
I'm not.
I enjoy that because if you eat 25 fried wings, you feel like you ate 25 fried pieces of food.
Yeah.
You eat 25 baked wings, and you're ready to go jogging.
Yeah.
You're full, you're satisfied, but you don't have that feel with the fried wings. And we were able to try a bunch of different flavors. Their new Tiki Heat, it ain't their hottest. But it's probably their best.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very hot. It is.
I can't take hot.
I can't take hot. And they've got, they got sissified stuff for you.
I don't like celery and stuff.
Yeah. Well, like
since I can't eat lettuce anymore.
Wings. Huh? Lemon pepper wings.
Oh.
Those are fantastic.
Well, see, my favorite wings are at Butch Cassidy's.
Ah.
But they're not on the menu.
Oh, yeah. The mistake wings. Named after Mike. Yeah. But we tried one other place. And we got out and did some stuff last week, and we had seen on Facebook that the Red Bar, which is this little coffee shop, all organic, very hippy-dippy, but in a weird place to have it, Tanner Williams Road, surrounded by all those auto parts store and mechanic shops, and all of these
blue-collar places. Sometimes that's the best places.
All of these blue-collar places. Right up in the same strip mall with this hippy-dippy coffee house. But they had advertised a pumpkin pecan cheesecake stuffed French toast.
Oh.
So we had to go get that.
You had to go.
And it was phenomenal. And we get there. Now, they have a burger.
Yeah.
100% grass-fed beef.
Wow.
Didn't try the burger. Going to go back. Everything there was spectacular. It is very cool. Very affordable. The only thing that strikes me about how great this place is it's right in the middle of this industrial complex. But it is absolutely terrific.
Sometimes that's the best places.
Yeah. And it was. We can't wait to go back. And it has a little retail thing. If you're doing some Christmas shopping, you got a coffee or tea lover in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Go to this Red Bar on Tanner Williams Road. It's maybe.
It's called Red Bar?
Red Bar.
Huh.
Yeah. And they're everything's red and black.
Mm.
And it, honestly, it looks like a Georgia Bulldog place from the color scheme. But it's very chic. Very cool. There's couches if you want to relax.
Hippie-ish.
Yeah. Modern hippie. Yippie, yeah. If you want to. Yuppie. Yuppie is probably the better thing. But it was just terrific. The people were nice. And, you know, I'd been wanting to, you know, a friend of mine used to work across the street, told me about it like 5 years ago when they opened.
Hmm.
And I finally made it in. It won't be the last time we go. It was the Red Bar.
The Red Bar.
Tanner Williams Road. Just terrific. Absolutely terrific. And we got a few text messages. Somebody wants to know where they can go to get a good meatball sandwich. Now, my favorite in town isn't there anymore. That was Pentoli's in Satsuma.
Yeah, yeah.
That was phenomenal. Mama Goldberg's does one. Roma Cafe in West Mobile, Cody Road, they do a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else said, we're talking about the wings now that aren't fried. They bring up a good one, Moe's Smoked Wings. But guess what?
I had some of those yesterday.
But they fry those to serve them.
Yeah.
They smoke them first, they fry them to serve them, which means they don't absorb the grease. It just gets the skin crispy, and that's still very healthy. It's just like the fried Cajun turkey. It's not unhealthy because the oil is all on the outside. The skin keeps it out. And so – you know, you get the fried effect without the soaking. But the chicken wings, I'm not saying I won't eat a fried chicken wing.
Yeah.
I just don't like my feeling when I'm done eating 75.
I had some smoked dry ones yesterday from those at a Alabama-Auburn game party I was at.
Yeah. See, I can't do that. I can go – the Iron Bowl is one game. I don't want a single Alabama fan there because I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to be a jerk, and I certainly don't want to hear anything they have to say.
Yeah,
so that's the one game a year.
Well,
if I'm the only Auburn fan that I'm watching it by myself.
Yeah,
can we share some local music?
Love to. Is this Sugarcane Jane?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good group.
Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few afternoon showers with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s. And for Monday, mostly sunny and colder with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Alabama.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Stu, and I am in the VIP area of World Food Championships. I'm sitting here with Timothy Christian. He's the CEO of ACWW, which, for our listeners, what exactly do you do?
Well, first off, it might help to explain what ACWW stands for. Way back when we decided to put together this culinary consortium, a network of people who are very talented and ready to blow up the culinary space, we wanted to come up with an agency name that would be memorable and would force people to kind of do some typing. So we came up with a name called Amalgamated Consolidated Worldwide. And that's what stuck. And then we realized maybe all that typing wasn't such a great thing. You know, so ACWW it is.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the story of Douglas Adams, the writer who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Absolutely.
A lot of the names in the book he came up with simply because they were hard to type for a secretary.
It's all about punishing people for loving you. That's really what it is. Yeah. We'll teach those guys.
Okay. Well, what are the products that you've got here at World Food Championship? You've got some really good stuff going on.
Well, so it's, and thank you. I appreciate that. We're very excited to be in this space. And one of the brands that we are most thrilled about, because it is very much about the future and the future needs of the world that we live in, is Natural Tableware. Mm-hmm. And Natural Tableware is a line of essentially plates, knives, forks that are 100% chemical free, 100% disposable, but most importantly, 100% compostable. So we make these plates out of palm leaves, right. Fallen palm leaves. You don't even cultivate these. We don't pull them off of trees. They're fallen from the plants that they come from. They're layered and pressed with steam, and that's it. So when you're eating off of these sturdy, high design plates, you can throw them out or you can put them in the compost heap, and in 30 days, they're back to Mother Earth.
Are you following up on my request to Angela?
I believe I am. Hold okay. on one yeah. second.
He's the one who wanted the extra plate.
Oh, is that it?
I'm the extra guy here. I'm the guy who came ill prepared.
Instead of going to Walmart and getting bamboo plates, I said, let me talk to Angela about some tableware.
And I appreciate it. And that, you see the magic of Natural Tableware.
Exactly.
It's a great set of products. We've got one that's made from palm leaves, and then we've got another one that's made from sugarcane bagasse.
Okay.
And sugarcane bagasse is everything minus the sugar. So all of the plant leftovers, they get broken down and pressed with using only the natural sugars that are in the plant itself. They're pressed into these beautiful, beautiful plates. They come out in this very clear white. And actually, from a distance, most people think that they're fine china.
Right.
They're absolutely fantastic. And the story itself is wonderful. There's a group, the parent company is out of Amsterdam.
Right.
And they said that they wanted to get active in North America. They contacted us because of our involvement with the World Food Championships.
And you know, the environmental aspect of disposable
of dinnerware, it's been convoluted over the years. You remember in the 80s, McDonald's and Burger King put everything in styrofoam, and the environmental movement said, oh, you're destroying the environment. 30 years later, we look back and what we should have been doing was saying, recycle your styrofoam.
Absolutely.
Because it was cleaner. But now you've got something where there's no debate. Because styrofoam, if you don't recycle it, is bad for the environment.
Absolutely. We're in a position right now where a number of geologists, a number of people are taking a look at the state of our general consumeristic nature here in the world. They're describing the era that we live in as the plastic age. Because in 10,000 years, they're going to take a look. Geologists from the future will look back at Earth and they'll bore into the ground like they do. And they'll see a layer of plastic. And these are the things that we're generating right now. It's a very tough call for anybody to make a shift away from plastic. But that's our mission. Wherever we can replace and supplant plastic in any capacity, we're doing it. And I'll tell you a great story. We're working with a couple of hotels and a few theme parks right now that are replacing their plastics wherever they can with natural tableware. And what they're finding is that not only are they using a product they can feel very good about, not only coming up with an affordable option for what they had before, but they're also realizing that what they thought was just a price point, something that might cost them a penny more for this type of a plate versus the what they're using right now, actually saves them money because they're not spending money on water for the dishwasher.
Right.
They're not spending money on labor for that dishwasher who can otherwise be tasked with other things. And most importantly for their brands, they get to talk about this. They get to brag about this.
Right.
We are doing something right for the planet in a time when especially with younger generations, they're demanding it.
Right.
And we just couldn't be happier about our involvement, number one, in the World Food Championships. You just heard a second ago.
Right.
A number of chefs, including yourself, are saying, let me use your plates for what I turn in as my competitive entry. And it's something that we're very, very proud of, and we just want to see grow and grow and grow. I'd love to be able to say that this is all about us and our business interests, but in all honesty, we're thrilled that everybody is moving in this space. Miami, the West Coast, everybody in the Gulf Coast right now reaching out to us, and we just recently started talking to a distribution group up in New England, out of Rhode Island. And so now we're seeing everybody in the coast that is doing this because they're tired of the plastic washing up on the beaches.
Right, exactly.
So if this is the move that they can make, then so be it.
Right, because our shores are very important to this community, because that's where our bread and butter is economically, and you know, everything that we do. So I want to thank you for bringing such a great product. Now, is there a website or something that... Because I got a lot of restaurateurs that listen to the show
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. I'll give you two websites right now. First off, naturaltableware.com.
That's easy.
Yeah, very easy. Go investigate our products. We stand by anything. If you want to call the company and you reach out to us, you will talk to the president of Natural Tableware USA. You won't be talking to somebody who is just there to take an order, although if you feel like you want to order, you can certainly do that there. But if you have questions, if you want to do something on a larger scale, when you call, you're going to talk to the president. That's how invested we are in the outcome of Natural Tableware in the marketplace in North America. And then, of course, there's ACWW, and our website is ac-ww.com. And there you can find out more about our culinary consortium, smart people like yourselves who are getting involved in making the change that needs to happen in the marketplace. And the one thing that I will add to that is that often when you see change happen in this space, it doesn't start with the consumer ask, which is normally the driver. The demand is usually the driver. In this particular instance, it's the people inside the industry, the back of the house guys, the chefs, the executive chefs, the managers, the bar managers, the people who are affecting change right now are the people who work in this industry, and it's something we can all be proud of.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for joining us on Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, there's a little taste behind the scenes of the World Food Championships. That's in the VIP tent. We've got more coming up over the next few weeks, folks. I've got a lot of things recorded. Mike, how many interviews did you record? Including the one with Bo Jackson. How many? One. The one with Bo Jackson.
I want to apologize to the future geologists who are going to dig down and find all our plastic. I mean, that was really a good interview.
Yeah. They saved my bacon. So, well, actually, they saved my duck.
Mm-hmm.
I needed something to plate my duck Euros on, and they were able to give me a nice little stack that I ended up using throughout the entire event. I used it to make use them to make my breading station, because the ones that I chose were square, mm-hmm. but they had a half-inch lip all the way around them. So they were perfect for me to make an on-site breading station, just three of them lined up,
yeah.
flour, egg wash, and breadcrumbs, just boom, 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 and then throw them away when I was done.
Some of those plates made great fans because it was a little warm.
And, well,
one day
they had a serving plate that was also a fan that was shaped like a palm leaf, probably made out of palm leaves.
Yeah.
That they had in the VIP. See, we were VIPs. You need to remember, Mike, if they're going to keep giving you media passes, your job one is to interview people.
I talked to a lot of people.
On air? Did you record it?
No.
You were making connections, right?
Making connections.
You were making connections.
Yeah.
I thought his job was to sample the wares.
That too.
Hey, you mentioned breading station. When you're preparing something like that for a competition. Mm-hmm. So different steps of the preparation of your dish.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean? That there's one area
yeah,
where
well,
you do
when
one
you are,
step and
when you are
area.
Deep frying and batter dipping things,
mm-hmm.
you need a setup where you can easily go in the flour, in the egg wash, and whatever your final coating is without getting it everywhere.
Yeah.
And you want to not keep it nice and clean and easy to access right next to your fry.
So you're not jumping around all over the area trying
exactly.
to do
yeah.
that.
So I just set up a little miniature fry station, basically.
Yeah.
So I could do that. Now, you have been talking about this best pulled pork sandwich you've ever had.
Well, no, this is onlyinyourstate.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they listed that probably the best barbecue pulled pork sandwich you can find or sandwiches you can find, are in Alabama.
Well.
And topping the list
now, I will say, putting hometown bias aside,
mm-hmm.
the best I've ever had were in Tennessee and in Charlotte, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
over anything I've ever had here.
And pulled pork sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
Because both of them were whole hogs, so they had the crispy skin going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing whole hog for your pulled pork, you're always going to be just okay. that 1% off of being the best you can be.
Well, according to onlyinyourstate.com, top of the chart is Down South Barbecue in Foley.
Alabama.
Foley, Alabama.
In
our state, the number one is Down South Barbecue in Foley.
Let's go try it.
Next guy, local, down that list, is L.A. Barbecue. You've eaten there.
Yeah.
Been a long time for me.
It's fantastic.
I've been hanging out at Buster's lately.
Okay. You got 30 seconds. Wrap this up.
But no, that's that was what was so cool about it. They beat Big Bob Gibson's and there's LA again. I want to go to this place, Barbecue 65 in Greenville.
That used to be the smokehouse restaurant.
Okay.
That we used to drive all the way to Greenville just to eat breakfast because they smoke their own country ham.
They do tater tots. They do tater tots.
They smoke them.
I don't know. I doubt it. All right, we'll be back in a minute. 343-0106.
Hey, that's our phone number.
That was it. That's all I had to talk about.
Shout
out to those boys and girls.
Yeah. Spam. Spam.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from the warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, love some Patty.
Another World Food Championship competitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's got good desserts. Good dessert. You just mentioned going somewhere the other day. What was it? We were just talking about.
Well, Luann and I went to a wine tasting over in Pensacola last week, and we went to Seville Quarter. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Love Seville
Great. I didn't realize how beautiful.
I had a raw oyster or two at Seville
okay.
Quarter.
Yeah. I had no idea they had such a gorgeous courtyard in the back. Mm-hmm. It's like two of them joined together.
Yeah.
Man, beautiful experience we had. And when we got through there, we were looking for something. We were hungry, even though mm-hmm. there was food there. We were hungry. So we went to Hop Jack's.
I miss Hop Jack's. Love Beer Garden.
Uh-huh.
But I do miss the duck fat fries from Hot
That's
Jacks.
What we had. I said, have you ever had fries fried in duck fat? And she said, no. And I said, well, you're about to try them.
And welcome to a new level of French fries.
They were good.
Oh, yeah. On their same level in New Orleans is a wine bar called the Della Chase, and they fry theirs in goose fat.
Ooh.
And they serve them the way French fries are supposed to be served, which is with a cup of mayonnaise to dip them in. That is what real French fries are dipped in. It's actually aioli, mayonnaise with garlic in it. This had so much raw garlic in it, it was like a horseradish sauce. Best aioli I've ever had.
Well, let me ask you this.
Ask me. Right. Ask away.
I'm someone who really doesn't know the answer to this.
So okay.
I'm asking it sincerely. How do they render the fat?
From the duck?
From the duck or the goose.
Same way you do anything else. You just you skin the duck,
mm-hmm.
and you throw the skin into the pan on low heat and let it. Just like you do pork.
Pork.
You know, tallow, okay, if you're going to do beef cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
And then just render it down, and then the fat's left over, and then you have cracklings, and you make cornbread with that. Quacklin cornbread.
Because, see, I saw Chris Sherrill.
I know Chris Sherrill.
Yeah.
He's a fine chef.
He was using Billy's pork belly to render his fat for his duck dish he did.
All right. The Culver duck that we were using is specifically bred to not have as much fat. It's still got a good layer of fat on it. The duck was phenomenal. But not quite as much fat as normal duck breast. Plus, Chris wanted that Billy's smoked bacon flavor in his fat. So he was marrying the two fats for that reason. To add a little more fat because the Culver duck is a little leaner and to impart some of the smokiness from the Billy's bacon.
Right.
And I can only imagine the French fry from that would just be heaven on top of heaven.
I bet. I didn't see any. Anybody cutting up any fries, go over there, throw some in there. But, yeah, that would be heavenly, wouldn't it? No.
Yeah.
I love duck. I love duck. And I love warm duck salad. But I can't have duck. I can't have salad anymore. I was going to start a diet today, a salad diet. But it's too darn
What's
dangerous.
Wrong with cabbage? There's nothing wrong with cabbage.
I'm burned out on cabbage right now.
Fresh cabbage.
Spinach.
Fresh cabbage.
But –
Well, here's the thing with spinach, folks. If that's what you're going to do, you cannot use your ranch dressing or Thousand Island. You've got to have a vinaigrette or it's not healthy. Raw spinach is not healthy unless there's an amino acid in it. All it does is it blocks your body's ability to absorb the nutrients in the food you're eating.
Yeah.
So all you're eating with a spinach salad is empty calories. But it needs a little acid or a little heat to break it. That's why we usually cook spinach. But the acid can be lemon juice. It can be vinegar. It can be the acidity from tomatoes. Just a little acidity. Mm-hmm. So do a vinaigrette.
I can do the tomato.
Do it. And honestly, if you're not eating vinaigrettes on your salad, you're not eating healthy at all. There's no such thing as a healthy ranch dressing.
While you're on this, what is your opinion? I cannot believe that CDC did a total block on romaine lettuce. How can all of the romaine lettuce be potentially infected?
Oh, it's the usual nanny state complete overreaction to things.
But, I mean, you know, grocery stores emptied their shelves and people threw stuff out and washed.
We had to do a salad last night with iceberg lettuce, which pains me at Bellacera because it's worthless. Iceberg lettuce is worthless.
Yeah,
nutritional value.
We went to Craver's.
No flavor.
In Daphne, and they.
You ate at a local restaurant?
Hard to believe.
Yeah. In Daphne, he went to another city.
But anyhow, Marguerite asked the waitress what's in this salad. And you're right, it was iceberg.
All right. And it's there. We mixed some fresh spinach in with ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a vinaigrette for them. But honestly, if you're eating salad at a wedding, you're not eating for health.
When will romaine be safe again?
I don't know. Ask the CDC.
Yeah, really. And there's more than one farm that grows it.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place.
Well, I would think the hydroponic farms, would be safer.
I don't know that romaine grows well hydroponically, but I know the person with the answer to that just wheeled in on his his hog.
How many more minutes we got?
Mike's ready to go.
We're going to buy a Christmas tree.
Hungry already.
We are going to Fish River Tree Farm to have one cut next week, which is 15 minutes from Bellacera. So we get to get our tree, put it on the beast, and go do a wedding.
Hey, if you did that as a remote, we could hear the chainsaws and stuff.
How much time do we have, Charlie? Because John's just now calling
up here.
Well, motion him on in.
No, John from Fish River on the radio, on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how long we got, John, but you got the next 30 seconds if you want it.
Oh, you got about 2 minutes.
Hey, you were talking about Culver Duck. I just want to tell you that Pickle Wizard's going to start carrying Culver Duck now.
And it's good duck. Very good.
Yeah, I talked to Danny a couple of days ago when he said, yeah, they're going to start carrying it because I asked for a turducken and they didn't have one.
Hmm.
Caught him another day and he said, we're going to get the duck in.
Excellent.
Awesome.
That'd be a nice treat.
They were nice people. They were really nice people.
They very were. And their duck is really good.
You like a turducken?
Yeah, you should have, Mike. That's why you were there.
Yeah, turducken was good. Man, it was great this year.
Let me ask you this, John.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Christmas tree in Fish River next week. You know where I'm going to be?
Yeah, I sure do. About 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah, we're going to go over and Heather's brother is also – that's their tradition. They go to Fish River every year to get their tree cut. So we're going to meet them over there, and we're going to throw it up on top of the truck and then go do a wedding and then head home. We're not going to take the interstate home.
You're not.
No, not with the tree on top.
We're
going to roll
not
right through downtown Mobile with a tree on top of an SUV.
Oh, and also I got to thank Patty over there at Warehouse Bakery. She made us a pineapple bread pudding with pecan. And
Mike is in heaven.
Included Maker's Mark, man. Ooh. Fabulous.
The only thing Mike's missing from that is peanut butter and a fried egg on top.
Crunchy peanut butter.
I got enough left over.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, John?
Yeah, we did. We had a pretty good Thanksgiving. We had it all out in the bar or the club, and plenty of room for everybody. And cleanup was easy. Take a garden hose and hose it down.
There you go. That's kind of my kind of place.
Yeah, that sounds like Mike's regular Saturday night. Just use a garden hose and hose it down.
Hose it down.
All right, John. Well, we're closing up the show. I'm glad you called in, buddy. And I don't know. Maybe we hang out at the tree farm next week. We'll bring our pellet gun, see if we can't take a couple of chicken of the trees, make some stew.
Okay. All right. Provolone now.
All provolone, right, John. Thank you. I had probably... easily, since both my parents passed, the best Thanksgiving that I've had.
Okay, good.
And
mine was great, but mine was sad.
Right. Yours was bittersweet.
Yeah.
Mine was sweet. And yours will be less bitter and more sweet in the coming years, buddy. Yeah. I can assure you of that. But I really did have a phenomenal Thanksgiving.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. And I want to thank Heather's family for welcoming me in. They made me feel like a part of the family. We watched the Cowboys. They're Cowboys fans. What the heck? I'll cheer along with them because I knew what the Saints was going to do that night. When you're an Auburn fan and a Saints fan, at least you got something to pull for.
There you go. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Be patient during the holidays, folks. Everybody's in a hurry and nobody needs to be.
All right. Stu?
Hey, what?
Provolone.
Buddy. Provolone.
Cowboys will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ain't two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Each state, need a big old steer. Each state, do we have one deer? Each